The year is 1943. World War II has brought the world to its knees. Two not-so-young inventors are released on parole after a 10-year stay in Alcatraz.
Sven Ingeborg. Henry Mossmouth. I find your attitudes maudlin, your personalities cloying, and your visages disturbing. I would let you rot if I could. However, the nation is hemorrhaging men, and I've been instructed to free those deemed non-violent. Scurry now, my little pussycats. Flee.
Institutionalized and obsolete, our heroes rocket into an unknown world ravaged by war. Will they turn the rising tides of doom? Find out on this week's episode of Bubble Boys.
Do you two know who I am? General Daytona?
General Daytona, yes, we've heard of you. You're a Valkyrie sent from the heavens.
General Daytona, yes. Your renown precedes you like the bellow of a bull out of the mouth of the bull.
Yes, that's right. I have a special mission for you boys. I'll tell you about it in a second, but first, I want you both to pledge your allegiance undyingly to me and renounce your United States citizenship.
General Daytona, I would spit upon the Constitution. I would take the flag and willingly eat it and turn it into my own corpse if it would do anything to serve you. I am but the ring upon your pinky finger that you use to smash the face of the enemy.
I pledge allegiance to you, General Daytona. There is no nation. I am stateless, cityless, and nationless, and I am only here to do your bidding, not to defend the United States from the enemy Nazis.
I want to tell you boys a little something. I set fire to all of Estonia. It's down to the ground, it's burned. No one lives there anymore. I am a god. Soon after this war is over, I will take over all of the world, and you two will be my pets.
Bless you, sir. I can already feel the leash around my neck, bidding me to do what you would wish me to choke upon.
All right, gentlemen. I do believe that you have loyalty to me. And although you are not the first ones I would choose, you are the tools I have at my disposal currently.
Please oil us and sharpen us and use us as you please.
Now, boys, once you complete this mission, you will have a nice place in the world.
Kibble fed to me whenever you wish.
I'll float around the world on a flying disc, shooting fire from my hands. Real fire. I will be God! I also invented a new soup. It's like chili, but instead of meat, you use ground turkey.
It sounds healthy. You are so wise.
Thank you. Each of you have begged to me sufficiently, offered up your mothers, and prayed to me as a god, as I am. Here is your mission. Infiltrate Adolf Hitler's Eagle's Nest, his private country resort in Austria. Sneak into his house at night and murder him and his mistress, slash wife, slash girlfriend, Eva Braun.
Oh, Lord, there is no commission we would more willingly receive. Allow us to bear this bowl of gold filled with precious nectar to you.
All Father, there is no greater pleasure that I would have.
I am judge, jury, executioner, angel, devil, and God, all rolled up into one. I'm your best frenemy. Watch out.
Here, Sven.
Right, it's dark. But let's take a moment to let our eyes adjust.
See a big, spooky bed with an eagle on it.
It's four-poster. Wow, that's fancy.
Lots of globes with X's and check marks.
Let's crawl slowly and silently over to the bed. Stop grunting. Henry, stop grunting. Silent. Henry, imagine you're an owl. You know how they fight, right?
Quiet.
Alright. Take out your bayonet.
Ow.
Don't. God damn.
Let me bandage this up.
Oh, thanks. Ah, I've got the other one. Okay.
One, two, three. Yeah!
Surprise!
What?
Hello. What?
We have an intercloset.
We just packed pillows under the covers.
Yes, oh, stupid. Who doesn't check a closet before they jump on a bed?
Come on now.
Oh, you're stupid.
Would have been a good idea to check the closet. Are you Hitler? My name's Henry Mossmouth.
Yes, I am Adolf Hitler.
Are you Eva Braun? I'm Sven Ingeborg.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. I'm Eva Braun.
Sven, hand me my bayonet and I'll stab them.
Okay.
Oop, not so fast.
Oh. Whoa. How'd you do? Are there magnets in here?
There are so many magnets. It's basically a room of magnets.
Sven, the ceiling's like a bed.
Yes. We get freaky in here.
Oh, we do all kinds of stuff that won't be invented for a long time.
Yes. Oh, Edo, I'm going to hold his arms behind his back while you talk to him.
Oh, God, I fucking loved it.
Oh, stop. You'll embarrass me.
Oh, God, hold them back harder.
Okay, I'm very...
Oh, yes. Oh,
sorry, I was holding you as well.
We were sent here to do a mission.
Oh, well, we have a mission of our own.
Oh, yes, a big, bad one.
Oh, yes, it's so big and so bad, you wouldn't maybe not even understand it with your stupid, tiny American brain.
Well, I have news for you, Adolf and Eva. The biggest, baddest thing in the world came from the United States of America.
What is that, a cheeseburger?
We don't eat those!
No, we are basically vegetarian.
Do you eat fish?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't really love it. It's not my favorite. If I had a choice, would I choose fish? No.
Well, you never had mahi-mahi then.
No, I have not.
What is
what
it?
What's that?
It's a large exotic fish indigenous to the seas surrounding Hawaii.
Okay, we'll have to take a trip to Hawaii once we're done here.
That does sound pretty good.
You'll never set foot in Hawaii, Hitler and Mrs. Hitler. Instead, you're both going to get stabbed up by me and Sven.
Not with your guns on the ceiling. They are so... It's like they don't understand what has happened already.
I don't, but Sven's going to explain it to me later over your bloody corpses.
I also see that you guys are wearing the metal belt buckles. So let's see what happens if I turn up the power of the magnet. Oh!
Their junk is on the ceiling.
That's right. They're hanging by the junk.
They're hanging by the junk.
Let us down.
No, we will not let you down till we're ready to move you.
That's right. We're going to move you on a system of pneumatic rails from this level of the castle down to a lower one.
Yes, we have trains in this bunker.
They go from here to there, a little choo-choo, carry our little friends from the top to the bottom.
These are pretty cute.
They are adorable trains. You don't really, they are toy trains. We have a lot of hobbies that people don't know about.
We painted them ourselves.
Yes, I painted the pink ones.
This one's full of darling little cows.
Yes, Adon loves cows. It's a little known fact.
Yes, we bred them to be so tiny.
Yeah, that's why we are vegetarians. We don't want to eat the tiny cows.
We love little helpless things.
Yeah, ooh. You like taking advantage of helpless things, don't you? Well, we're not helpless. Our belt buckles may be glued to the ceiling, and you may be able to close us up in these little trains and shoo us around like little mice, but you'll get yours.
I don't think so.
I'm not planning on it, dude.
I feel pretty good about life.
Yes, I think, actually, for us, things are going about as well as they can.
Yeah, I mean, we just got married. We, like, just got married.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I do love you very much, and that's real.
And I'm glad you can finally say that, because it took a while.
I can believe it.
I'm gun-shy when it comes to this kind of thing.
I understand. It's easy to have a persona that, like, is good for crowds, but one-on-one it gets a little bit hard.
And people show that word around so much love. It means crap now.
No.
People say that they love large sodas.
Yeah, that is something that people say.
I do.
See? Okay.
Typical.
You know, you're right. Fat Americans love big soda.
This is a lot of... I had weird water when we were getting into the castle, and so I'm bloated up. But let me out of the little train and also surrender.
A, no. And B, definitely not.
See, wake up from your dream, your American dream. Anyway, we'll send now these little choo-choo trains down to the basement because we have something special planned for you, my two little friends.
What is this place?
We could give you the short answer or the long answer.
The short answer is you're in a sort of cave of wonders.
What's the long answer?
This isn't just a fun game of enjoyable wonders. We're training you.
Training us for what?
Oh, a nice little mission. Mm-hmm. Do you ever look up at the sky at night and wonder what that is like up there?
Every second.
Absolutely.
Oh, then you're gonna like this.
I think you might like this a little bit.
One time, Henry climbed to the top of the Empire State Building because he wanted to kiss the stars.
Well, here's your chance, Henry.
Yes, we are giving you the opportunity to kiss the stars.
To kiss them and kiss them and to go amongst them and to live like God does.
Yes.
Well, what's the catch?
There's no catch.
You just get to go up there and have a good time.
You'll have a good time. And you get like, kiss the stars and hug the stars. Live like gods. Just not, nothing's wrong. Don't worry about it.
Can we get on the moon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
That's like almost the whole point.
Yeah. The moon is the biggest star of them all.
Is there going to be people there waiting for us?
I feel like maybe, maybe not.
Could be.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it right now.
Yeah, that's none of your concern. We are just preparing you to kiss the stars.
Okay, then tighten these straps and let's get going.
Oh, you got in the stretcher.
Perfect.
Right.
But before we send you up, we're going to have to do a little bit of pool work.
Pool work?
Yes. Space is just like swimming.
And we don't want you getting up there and turning into a wet noodle. You have to do pool work to strengthen your core so that you're absolutely ready for the zero-gravity environment.
Okay, I'll push Henry on this stretcher into the pool.
Perfect. Strap him in first.
I feel myself getting stronger.
He's sinking.
I don't think we're supposed to tie them to... You know what? I think the stretcher was a separate thing.
You're right. That's a different part.
Oh, he may die.
If you were really Adolf here, you could use your mind to get him out.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? You hear something about me?
Adolf, don't get mad.
No, it's important!
I heard that deep inside the dark forest of Germany, you took out your heart from your chest and burnt it at a campfire to give yourself powers.
And that when I burned it at the campfire, maybe a little bit of purple smoke came out and I saw the face of a 1,000-year-old Viking. And he breathed into my mouth the wisdom of 1,000 pharaohs. And now I carry with me the soul of every person who ever lived in ancient Egypt.
Adolf, you've said too much.
You want to see a little mind trick, you pig man?
Oink, oink.
You're getting
out of the pool, Henry.
Sven, I'm turning into a golden stag.
Adolf. Eddie, come back to us.
He's Hitler.
What can I say, dude? Anyway, so there's probably a couple other things we need to do, like take a look at this.
What is it? It's a big circle with a chair inside of it.
Exactly.
Go ahead. One of you have a seat.
Okay.
And now let's activate the machine.
I haven't tightened these clamps around my ankles yet.
Two.
And forehead.
One!
Experience now is extreme physics on Earth. The chest spins you around to and fro, and you feel what it is like. Not to be on this planet, but instead.
In space! Are you catching on?
What are you saying? No human's ever gone to space before. That's for the gods.
Look at this! A true rocket.
It's a rocket. Are you catching on?
Do you get our drift, boys?
What? Are you trying to tell us that we're going to go into space in this rocket ship?
Yeah, duh. That's what we've been saying. We're training you to go into space.
I still don't understand.
What's this machine here with all this fluid inside? Do I stick my mouth on this tube and suck?
Yes. That is a milkshake machine. And that is just for when you get tired doing all the training we're putting you through.
Wow, this milkshake is this malted?
It's malted. It's a malted milkshake.
Mm. Ugh, I don't like the malt flavor.
Well, turn around and you'll find one without malt. Slow down.
Be careful, there's pig hormones in there. Don't eat it so fast, you turn into a fat pig.
Yes. I can feel my nipples getting swollen.
I think that is something separate.
It might be.
Okay, so you're both comfortable in your helmets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no blood pressure. You're like good. Do you have issues with your mother or anything we should know about?
I love my mother, and if you say another word about her, I'm going to rip off this helmet and smash it into your face.
So, that's a healthy response.
Yeah, that is most people respond that way. Ask about a mother.
Let me fix the little catheter for you guys for the pee and poop.
Pop that in.
Ow. Oh, wow.
Sorry. I got so excited about that part. It's like the only thing you let me do.
I know, that part is fun.
Yeah. And, okay, I put the stomach straps to make those just make you look thinner. I added that part.
It's Sven, like you look great.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Henry.
You both look like muscle men.
Yeah. Big shoulders, tiny waists.
And then, if you guys both look us in the eye and tell us you're feeling ready, we'll shoot you into the outer space.
I'm ready.
Okay, now look at me in the eye and say the same thing.
Rhyme Eddie.
Okay, seems close to, that was very close. I'm willing to let it go if you are.
Dead Betty.
Okay.
No, that's too far.
It's getting worse. It's getting much worse.
That was too much now.
Yeah. Now I'm a little bit actually worried.
You guys wondering why we're sending you into this space at all?
Yeah, you have not asked very many questions. You've just been like, yeah, let's do all this stuff, which is nice for us. But were you a little bit more pushback? This has been like lovely, and it's been lovely.
I've had to take actually a pretty darn good time with
Hitler and Hitler's mom.
You know what? I am 30 years younger than him. If anything, he is my mom.
Yeah, what are you, blind?
Yeah, I'm a beautiful.
I am her mom.
I think the milkshakes did cloud my eyes up a little bit. But look, why are you sending us to space?
There it is.
Bingo.
We're not going to tell you.
You drew me out and then made me feel like a fool.
Yes, fuck you both. Okay, guys. This is it.
Well, Hitler, Ava, as despicable and grotesque as your actions are outside these walls, you have been really a pleasure to work with and fun to be around.
Thank you so much for your supportive attitudes as we trained for space.
Thank you for saying that, because I feel like there's a lot of misunderstanding about us, and we're not doing this just for us.
No, we're doing it for a ton of people. Every day begins with a sunrise.
Every day.
And every day ends with a sunset. You two are going to be the first two human beings in the history of the world to experience them both at the same time.
As the sun rises on your journey, know that we on Earth will be watching the sunrise as well. Not as two leaders or as a leader and his wife or girlfriend or like second in command or like love of his life, but as two human beings who just want the best.
You're kind of like our kids, you know. We weren't able to conceive, and
please don't share that information.
What I'm trying to say is we love you guys and we really want the best for you, and we gave you some letter or things to write, and you can
Send us, you know, let us know how you're doing out there.
Because, god damn it, I already missed the both of you.
Yeah, and you're not even gone yet, is the thing about it.
I feel like an idiot for being so sad, but I want to cry right now.
Yes, and we should feel good about sharing emotions, because
we're working on that.
That is something that we are conscious of. So when you get out there, just remember that you've got two people rooting for you.
And also, there's a time machine on the moon that I need you to bring
back. We really
need
you to bring that back.
It's a time machine. It's supposed to be up there. It's about 8,000 years old. It was put up by some ancestors of ours.
We are praying to God it still works.
I had a dream where a pagan crusader talked to me, and he says that there's someone put this time machine on the moon, and we do need it.
So write us, and then just make sure that you bring the time machine back.
It's important.
Yeah.
But, you know, most important thing, be safe. And if you're not able to get the time machine without collapsing a cave or something, then just get out of there.
No, you bring the I think the most important... I think it's be safe, but bring the time machine.
Well...
Okay, we can talk about... Yeah.
Do your best.
Just do both things.
When we're out there in that inky black that no man has ever seen, we'll whisper your names.
Oh my God.
All right, closing the capsule right now. Can I get a countdown, Aoife?
Yes, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Goodbye, boys.
Aoife Braun.
Adolf Hitler.
I remember his name. I forget the girl already.
That's okay. I think it was his mom.
General Daytona.
Mossmouth, Ingeborg!
General Daytona, we're so sorry.
General Daytona, we tried. We tried our hardest and we gave our hearts and our souls to this mission. But some devil creatures got in our way.
At the end of the day, they were not to be trusted.
What happened? Why did you two boys not praise me as God?
We did. We prayed and prayed. But Adolf Hitler used black magic upon us, sir.
We failed. We didn't praise you enough. And in some part of my heart, I must have doubted your divinity. And that's why we fell short.
Well, it's okay. I decided to quit being a general.
What, sir?
No, sir! You're the United States' greatest hope!
No, boys. I'm done being a general. I'm done being a god. I'm going to go back to the United States of America.
There is no such thing, sir. You said so.
That's what I thought, but... No, there's plenty more left. I'm gonna go back to the United States and open up a chain of restaurants called The Burger King.
Are you the king, sir?
I am the Burger King.
And then you can dictate to all Americans what they should eat and how their bodies should be shaped and made. And you'll
That's
be
right.
the god of a new nation.
In the United States that was foretold to me in a dream, I am the Burger King, and someone else is the McDonald King. I'll put mustard on burgers, onion rings, and chicken rings.
Sir, you speak of things too far in the future for us to conceive of.
That's right, boys. And another thing, Hitler is cool.
Is there any way that you can use your powers to fly to space and strangle us with your own hands?
I wish I could. The only thing I'd fly to space to do would to be to hug you two, because you both led me to realize that I am no military man. I am a true Burger King.
I miss you and love you, and will always think of you as a father, and will dream every night of you making love to my mother.
So it is true, I will make love to both your mothers, and the dead one too.
I will dream tonight of you, sir. I will dream of your strong, booted foot crushing my skull into oblivion, because that's what I deserve.
If there's one thing I ask of you boys, it's that you dream of me, and you fly to the sun, where you go inside and die.
Had you not been a king, you would have been a poet.
Had you not been a poet, you would have been a prophet, sir.
There's one last thing I would like to leave you with. It's not about the way they want it, or the way I want it. It's about the way you want it. You should always have it your way.
Bubble Boys, created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer. Produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode improvised by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer with Mike Brunlieb, Anil Sudik, and Connor O'Malley. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys. And listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes. Love us. Hate us. Just let us know. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace. So be heil, heil, right in the Führer's face.
Art should be shared, not hoarded, like some dragon sitting on a pile of gold.
I like that, a dragon. Maybe he's
making a dragon. Way to go.
Say hello to old Bruce the Drag.
I like the penis stuff you're doing.
I want you two to offer up your mothers to me sexually.